You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tell me about this Facebook memory of yours that popped up.
Oh, it's just one of those things that, you know, you click on and you go back and you go back like, you know, 7 years, 8 years, 9 years. And one of them was something we actually did from the show a few years ago. And I was like, dude, we need to bring that back. It was something to do with guilty pleasures. And I posted on there, you know, what's your guilty pleasure? Then we got a buttload of replies. I was like, this is perfect for a Friday. It's just kind of fun, kind of goofy. So we're definitely going to need some more calls and comments on this. We're going to need your guilty pleasures this morning because we all have them. And I will say an excessive amount of food came rolling in. I mean, peanut butter, M&M's. Somebody said the mint and dark chocolate Kit Kat duos. Yes and yes.
Sure.
Reese's peanut butter cups were mentioned about 5,000 times. And then this one from Lindsay cracked me up. She says, my guilty pleasure is getting fast food to go and then eating it in the car before I get home to serve up healthy stuff to my whiny kids. That's pretty good, Lindsay. That one made me laugh. So, yeah, what's your guilty pleasure today?
Well, I just want to piggyback off that one for just a second. It's kind of funny because there is a Culver's near our grocery store. In fact, it's basically in the same parking lot. So at one side of the parking lot, you got the grocery store. At the other side, it's a Culver's. And everybody in this household really likes that. And there's a couple of times that we have gone to the grocery store and we're leaving. We're like, you want to run through the drive-thru of Culver's?
Yes. And get, you know?
Gretchen is hooked on turtle sundaes.
You're a turtle sundae.
Yeah. But what's funny about that is we stop right there. We go through the drive-thru. Then we just pull over and eat it. And you want to know why?
Huh.
It's because we don't want to get home with it. So that Zoe, my stepdaughter's like, hey,
where's mine? Mama.
So we will eat it and then just like go over to the gas station and
dump
throw
it.
The, you know, cups away
at home
before we go home. So that's one for me. Another one for me quickly is, and I don't know why, you know me, I love current music and I like going to see local bands and, you know, I'm all about 21st century music, but for whatever reason, in the last 3 months on my walks, my guilty pleasure has been 70s music. And I think it's just because it's so different from what's out today.
Sure.
That it's a nice little shock to the system. And some of it's really bad. Some of it's out of this world good, but some of it's really bad. And that would have to constitute a guilty pleasure.
100% yes. Music.
So, in fact, so much so, I will tell you that I sent Jeremy a Spotify playlist yesterday of one of the bands from the 70s, and it doesn't need to be mentioned.
Good. This is good.
But I know you're an old soul in many ways.
Yeah, it was folky.
So I said that to Jeremy. What's yours?
Well, oddly enough, mine is also musically based as well. Now, I don't even know what year this song came out. Don't really care. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel happy when it comes on. I pulled a little snippet of it. I'm a little embarrassed to play it, but imagine young Jer Bear rolling around in his Ford F-150 with his hoodie on, windows down on an 80-degree day, blasting this.
Oh, you and Wilson Phillips, eh? Wow.
Is that who it is?
Yeah, it's Wilson Phillips.
I love this song. Yes, it's so good. I so lose my man card this morning. I don't even
really
know
do,
why I
actually.
Pulled that, but that would be mine. I'm sorry. I love it. I think it's a fantastic song. And
let your buddies know about that one.
It just makes me feel silly.
We're going to open up the phones, 303-691-1MIX. This is your opportunity to call in and bare your soul to your boys.
Yes.
It can be almost anything. A TV show, a food, music,
anything. There's a ton rolling in on our Facebook right now, too. If you even want to send us a message on our Dom and Jeremy Facebook page, I'm pulling a bunch of these to read them because they're funny.
Glenna. I like that name, Glenna. She goes, I have to admit my guilty pleasure is comic books. I'm a 41-year-old woman who never read a comic book until my 9-year-old son left one lying around, and now I'm buying them every month.
Hey,
and she goes, She says, so weird.
It is so weird, but kind of cool, too. Kind of cool, Mom.
Might make her the cool mom, right?
Yeah.
What do you got there?
I got four of them, so we can sprinkle them throughout. I pulled, like, the best four I saw. Kira says, I love creeping on people on Instagram. I can't stop. I look everyone up that I know and look at their photos, totally creeping on them. I'm so nosy. I look up all my friends and coworkers and people that my husband works with. And trust me, Jeremy, I've gone through all yours as well. Thanks, Kira, weirdo.
And then Creepy Eric, Kira.
Creepy Kira. And then Eric says, my guilty pleasure is flirting with strangers. I am happily married, boys, but I like to see if I still got it.
Is that a guilty pleasure or is that
I think it is.
Is that a warning
sign? Kind of gets... There might be bigger issues here, Eric. All right, let's do some calls. I got a couple more. Yeah. I'll do it in
here. Comes, we'll talk to Stephanie and Debbie to start with. Hey, Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Tell us about that guilty pleasure.
So I've never told anybody this, well, until Josh just now, but I'm going to be 33, and I still watch The Vampire Diaries.
You're naughty. Oh,
my goodness.
What are they into, like eight
so
seasons
bad.
Now? Seven, eight seasons of that show?
I feel like maybe it's like eight.
Yeah.
I think it's over, but...
Do you watch them over and over and over?
Yes. I can't stop.
My stepdaughter, I think she binged all of it in like 2 days or something, so...
Sure, but you said multiple times how young your stepdaughter is.
Yeah, how old are you, Steph?
I'm a grown woman, and right. I'm still watching this teenage soap opera.
Yeah,
I know.
So bad.
You remind me of my wife when she got into the Twilight books a little bit, you know, a few years ago. And she's like, why am I reading these? I can't put them down, though.
They're the same. Yes.
Yeah, same type of thing.
Well, you know what, Stephanie? You have now bared your soul to us and the universe. You go enjoy your Vampire Diaries, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Thanks, Steph.
Thank you for listening.
Tiana
Thank
wrote
you for
in.
Calling your boys.
Tiana on our Facebook, she says, I love staying up to date on celebrity feuds and celebrity relationships. I'm over the moon every time a new Machine Gun Kelly story comes out. Tiana. She likes people drinking blood, like the vampire lady.
She's a TMZ freak, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Here's Debbie. Debbie, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, girl.
What is your guilty pleasure?
Okay, so you know when you're scrolling through Facebook and there's a video, I can't stop watching if it's animals making whoopee or giving birth.
What are you doing with your life? What?
I don't know. I feel so creepy when I watch it.
Animals making whoopee never comes up on my Facebook feed.
Well, all starts with cute animals that you want to adopt, and then animals that get adopted and fostered, and their lives are changed, and then all of a sudden it's animal, you know.
A cow giving birth.
So now Jeremy hasn't seen them on his feed, but here, you know, the way Facebook's algorithms work,
you
watch one or two, Facebook's like, oh,
just us talking
really
about it. Just us talking about that. Everybody's phones are listening. So now every listener right now is going to have cows giving birth today on their Facebook feed.
Thanks to Debbie.
Thanks, Debbie.
So let me ask you something, because I want to know, I'm just curious from a scientific standpoint, okay? The animals, as you describe them, quote, making whoopee, which ones have been the most interesting / bizarre to watch?
The horses.
Horses. Oh, yeah.
Because the way they become in that position is just...
And those horses, my God. If you're a guy, don't watch those videos. You'll feel so inadequate. It's insane, Debbie.
I'm telling you the truth. I live out in the boonies, and it's horse property all around me.
Oh.
And so when I go for my walks, I walk past, and these horses will come right up to the little fence and stuff like that. And there are a couple of them, Debbie, on the walk that I must avert my eyes.
They're excited to see you, huh?
Because guys don't need any more.
That's very decent of you. But I can't stop watching it. It makes me feel so gross.
It is gross.
It is.
You're weird.
You're a big weirdo, Debbie. You're our kind of people, you know? So.
Okay.
Thank you for being on the
show.
You have a great weekend, okay?
You too, guys. Thanks.
See you later.